We are here in our apartment. We've moved apartments, actually, through fault of my own. When we were booking this place, we didn't book early enough.
Okay, you can tell them later.
Yeah, okay. But the point of this audio boot... Was it, yeah?
Yeah.
The point of this audio boot is we are stuck in the middle of... Well, not stuck. We are sitting in the middle of a storm. Andre Louis, if you were here and if you listened to this audio, if you had your nice microphones, you would have a field day trying to get samples of all this weather noise.
Who?
Andre Louis is a fella from England. Fantastic, it sounds. There's rain hitting the stones in our private garden because of our nice new apartment that we're still renting here in Spain 3.5 weeks later.
Woohoo!
So you hear the rain doing that. Hold on, I'll bend down. Don't know if you can hear that or not. And then you have a massive thunderstorm overhead that's been raging for the last half an hour or so. Getting ever closer to us as well. It's kind of cold out here. I'd say it's around 18 degrees.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm going to guess around 18 degrees. It hasn't rained much since we got here. But today it's rained quite a bit. We had a lovely bit of sunshine. Oh, excuse me. At around, 3 to 7 o'clock? So for about 4 hours today. But a storm has definitely been hitting us since then and before then as well. It was absolutely pissing out of the heavens this morning.
Oh, shocking.
It is shocking.
Dog couldn't even go out.
Dog couldn't even go out, no. It's actually... The ducks wouldn't even go out. That's a question for you, audio viewers. Do you count from the thunder to the lightning, or the lightning to the thunder? Please tell us.
Because the lightning just went just maybe 3 seconds before the thunder.
The lightning went about 3 seconds before the thunder, according to at @EM_J_M on Twitter.
There's more lightning.
There's more lightning.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Getting bored of counting. 6, 7. Fuck this. Excuse my language, it's terrible. It really is. It's disgraceful. I'm with a baby around and all. Sorry, Maeve.
No, she's more interested in that.
She's more interested in the dog, in fairness.
In the storm.
Yeah. If you didn't know any better, you'd think she was deaf. She just wanted to eat her porridge or ready break, whatever it was. Have some potato. There's some more thunder. Didn't sound as loud this time.
I think that was someone slamming a door.
Oh, maybe it was just someone slamming the door. No, it wasn't someone slamming the door. Yes, that high-pitched noise wasn't a storm. Well, it was a storm in a teacup. You're not getting my phone. Go away, and I'll get your hands. Ah. Yes, you can't beat it. Noises of a baby and noises of a storm. We are still here in Peniscola, depending on who you ask.
And he hasn't really... You think
I've asked.
Lucy.
I have. Lucy pronounces it Peniscola.
Well, I'm going to go and see that she's Spanish. Oh, there's a big flash of lightning. That there's a good chance that she has it right.
Well, hold on. Let me just take the microphone away from my head, my mouth, so as I can return or respond to what Maeve has just said to me by going... Rah, rah, rah. Yeah, obviously. Because she nearly jumped out of Emma's arms just to say that right to my face. Loads of thunder. You're not getting my phone. My phone. You're not getting an iPhone or any other phone until you're about 40.
She's like, it's okay, I'll just take that laptop that's on the table.
You're not getting my laptop either. It's funny, I put the earphones on her for the very first time today.
Lightning.
And she thought it was fantastic. The smiles and laughs out of her were just brilliant.
You won't be saying that when she goes home
when
she presses all the buttons.
Yeah, I had to put the keyboard lock on. You know, it's my keyboard lock script that I wrote for Jaws years and years and years and years ago. I think Jaws now have a similar version. Mine's better.
Maybe they incorporated yours.
Maybe they incorporated mine, yeah. But I have better ones because I have designated media keys then that I can press like a pass through, which is great. Anyway, there's some storm sounds for you, and baby sounds, and wife sounds, and Dara sounds. Oh, sorry, what was that?
And crazy Dara sounds.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Like nearly have it.
She was trying to grab my phone there. I was just holding it a little bit out of reach.
Paused. It's the baby gone.
Yeah, if you hear a very large crashing sound, it's not the thunder. It's Maeve grabbing the phone out of my hand unexpectedly.
It probably won't hit the ground. She'll probably grab it and put it in her mouth.
Probably, yeah. Everything's getting put in her mouth today. All right, Maeve. Give me that hand. Oh, give me the other hand. Damn you, two hands. Okay, audio viewers, I will talk to you very shortly. It has been a pleasure listening to me.
Oh my God, are you talking to the other fella today?
I think I wasn't. No, I wasn't actually. I haven't been speaking to him in about a week and a half.
Sorry.
Jesus, that was a fart. I hope that was a baby.
It was the baby.
Jesus, what were you eating today? Okay. I'm going to go listen to this storm. I'm going to go and grab a glass of wine. I found a red wine, actually, that's very nice. I don't usually drink red wine, but this is very nice.
Oh, you should tell them about a fabulous deal on our dinners yesterday. You could have... There was a salad, there was a starter.
Right, so the wine that I'm going to be drinking tonight, right, it's the wine that I drank yesterday at dinner. So for €20, we got a salad, a starter.
A main course. We could have had the dessert if we'd wanted. And you could have had wine, sangria, or water. I had water, and they brought out like a litre and a half of water. And they brought Dara out a bottle of red wine for a tenner each. Not €20 each, tenner each.
Absolutely amazing. Fantastic. I want that value in Drogheda. In Ireland, I mean.
Maeve agrees.
Maeve obviously agrees. Maeve had a bit of everything, excluding the wine.
Yeah.
She's a little bit young. Now she's... Oh. I think she's making her intentions abundantly clean and clear.
Bye, audio boo people.
I'm saying bye, audio boo. This will probably be the last boo. We're heading home fairly shortly. In the next few days, we're heading home. So, back to normality. Not looking forward to it, I have to say. Usually after a holiday, you're kind of going, looking forward to being home. But no, we've had such a good time in this holiday. Not doing a hell of a lot, which is unusual for us. But experiencing just being away from our own environment for a whole month has been a very interesting thing. And okay, I've said enough. Have a good Wednesday, people.